Little Christine asked her father if he had heard the Angel of Music, but Daddy Dae shook his head sadly, and then his eyes lit up as he said, "You will hear him one day, my child. When I am in heaven, I will send him to you." Daddy was beginning to cough at that time. 3 years later, Raoul and Christine met again at Perrault. Professor Valerius was dead, but his widow remained in France with Daddy Dae and his daughter, who continued to play the violin and sing, wrapping in their dream of harmony their kind patroness, who seemed henceforth to live on music alone. The young man, as he now was, had come to Perrault on the chance of finding them and went straight to the house in which they used to stay. He first saw the old man, and then Christine entered, carrying the tea tray. She flushed at the sight of Raoul, who went up to her and kissed her. She asked him a few questions, performed her duties as hostess prettily, took up the tray again, and left the room. Then she ran into the garden and took refuge on a bench, a prey to feelings that stirred her young heart for the first time. Raoul followed her, and they talked till the evening, very shyly. They were quite changed, cautious as two diplomats, and told each other things that had nothing to do with their budding sentiments. When they took leave of each other by the roadside, Raoul, pressing a kiss on Christine's trembling hand, said, "Mademoiselle, I shall never forget you." And he went away regretting his words, for he knew that Christine could not be the wife of the Vicomte de Chagny. As for Christine, she tried not to think of him and devoted herself wholly to her art. She made wonderful progress, and those who heard her prophesied that she would be the greatest singer in the world. Meanwhile, the father died, and suddenly she seemed to have lost, with him, her voice, her soul, and her genius. She retained just, but only just enough of this to enter the Conservatoire, where she did not distinguish herself at all, attending the classes without enthusiasm and taking a prize only to please old Mama Valerius, with whom she continued to live. The first time that Raoul saw Christine at the opera, he was charmed by the girl's beauty and by the sweet images of the past which it evoked, but was rather surprised at the negative side of her art. He returned to listen to her. He followed her in the wings. He waited for her behind a Jacob's ladder. He tried to attract her attention. More than once he walked after her to the door of her box, but she did not see him. She seemed, for that matter, to see nobody. She was all indifference. Raoul suffered, for she was very beautiful, and he was shy and dared not confess his love, even to himself. And then came the lightning flash of the gala performance, the heavens torn asunder, and an angel's voice heard upon earth for the delight of mankind and the utter capture of his heart. And then, there was that man's voice behind the door. "You must love me," and no one in the room.